But even that's not the main event. The masterstroke is that the fourth bar of that earlier four-bar phrase, that fourth bar, which initiated this repetitive string, is also the first bar of the string itself. And we know this to be so because Beethoven marks the beginning of his crescendo on that very bar. Now, what does this mean? It means clearly that the four-bar phrase was really a three-bar phrase. Two, three. And that the eight-bar repetitive string is really a nine-bar string. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Three plus nine. But we know this only in hindsight, after we've already heard it, right? Because what we first heard, or thought we heard, was four bars followed by eight. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Then which is true? Three plus nine or four plus eight? And the answer is both are true. And the tension that results from that contradiction is what makes this ambiguity so beautiful and exciting. It's exactly the same contradiction producing ambiguity that you find in architecture and in painting and in the dance and in any of the arts when they are really great. That is usually what's going on. That's what grabs you. And then, as if nine repetitions weren't enough, Beethoven pretends to go on repeating. Only he drops out the accompaniment, another transformation, and then raises each repetition by one degree of the scale, yet another transformation, returning us in blissful satisfaction to our opening theme.